This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. It's all about California, especially, but not just the Golden State. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right from the top. Hi, Ellen. Wow.
Wow, I can say that again. First of all, it is really surprising. I actually thought, now, we don't have all the votes in as I'm speaking to you now for California by a long shot, but I actually thought Bernie would do a lot better than so far he's done. And again, we don't know what part of the state they're coming from, so it's hard to know whether he isn't going to pull off a little better, but he's not doing too well there.
Do you think it's partially, too, that for California, Californians are saying, well, listen, you pretty much anointed Hillary Clinton the nominee, so once again, California gets jobbed and we don't really have a say, and it dissuades people from going out, perhaps his supporters?
Well, maybe, although a lot of people I talked to when I was just in California 2 days ago, but when I talked to people in California, they were not able to vote. They hadn't registered. I mean, so there was not a lot of pre-registration done, and normally that goes with Bernie. Now, he did try and get people out to register, but he obviously didn't make the difference that they needed to make.
Wow, crazy when you think about it.
Now, the other thing that's really very interesting, let's assume Hillary's the nominee and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Tomorrow, on Wednesday and Thursday, is the platform committee. Now, normally, platforms don't make a big difference. When we had health care in 1948, obviously, that didn't make a big difference back then. But it could make a difference in this year because of the Trump committee and because what the platform might say in terms of what happens in other states. So the platform committee then goes to Phoenix, then Missouri, and then Florida. So actually I'm not sure in the order, but they are going to go to Phoenix, Missouri, and Florida. And obviously what happens on the Democratic platform committee will be very important.
All right, so you and I have talked about this a zillion times, but let's say it's definitely Hillary Clinton, it's Donald Trump. What do you think happens?
Boy, if I knew, I'd go to Las Vegas and put my money on it. I don't honestly know. I can tell you this, that he upset so many people in the Republican Party by going after that judge who had Mexican heritage and parents, but was born in the United States. Not a very smart move, and he's really hearing it from people in the Republican Party.
Yeah. So now, after you go through this primary,
don't go after a federal judge.
Yeah, I agree. And of course, there's comments all over the place about that. So with this happening, now is it just the countdown to the conventions and that's it?
Well, it is the countdown to the conventions. We do have one more primary, that's in D.C. next week. And D.C.'s one of those funny kind of places. It's not going to make a difference in terms of delegates, but it may make a difference in terms of some bragging points if Hillary wins it, and it is very minority, so we'll see what happens on that front. She does very well with minorities, as you know.
Yeah, so Bernie Sanders, what's next for him? So let's say that's...
I don't know, honestly. I mean, he obviously is going to... He has a lot of delegates. He has people on the platform committee. He's got four... She's got five on the platform committee, so she's got, you know, she does have people, but so does he, and they will influence the platform. She, though, has one in every category, be it superdelegates, be it the popular vote, or the actual delegates. So she actually has one in all those three ways.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff. All right, Ellen, as always, thanks so much for hanging with
us. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Cool. So you heard Ellen, talking about now what, and the platform committee, and with Bernie Sanders, a lot of big question marks. But the one thing we do know and we can safely say is, barring some kind of twist of fate with this email deal, meaning emails take her down, I just don't see it, though. Then that means that what we're looking at is definitely what we initially talked about, that it was going to be Hillary Clinton and it was going to be, you know, Donald Trump. And how long have we said that here in America Tonight? And I'm certain other talk show hosts have talked about the very same thing as we did the jumping jacks of the debates. So, you know, with the Democrats, hardly anybody, but certainly with the Republicans, and then how that was whittled down. And now this is it. I mean, it's pretty much do or die. As I said to Ellen, you get into the conventions and you get people excited about what's happening, or you don't. But the bottom line is it swings into us against them. And she's right about Trump refusing to apologize for the Mexican judge comments has really upset a lot of people. Is this one that's going to blast him out more than, you know, it's interesting, more than anything connected to the Trump University deal? Trump said his statements about the federal judge's background have been misconstrued. This was hours after the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, went after him for what he called, because Ryan couldn't stand for that. He said they were completely unacceptable remarks. You know, he didn't withdraw his support for Trump, but he said that was unacceptable. And then Trump came out and said on his website, look, I'm friends and employ thousands of people of Mexican and Hispanic descent. But based on the rulings that I've received in the Trump University civil case, I feel justified in questioning whether I am receiving a fair trial. Because Trump claimed that the district judge, Gonzalo Criel, who is overseeing a lawsuit against Trump University, is biased against him because the judge is of Mexican descent. And this is weeks after he nailed the Republican nomination. But it's putting Republicans who have endorsed Trump in an awkward position. And Ryan was one of the first people to come out and say, yeah, you know, I got to keep the party unified. But he's had discussions with Trump, he says, about the tone of his campaign. One Republican senator, Mark Kirk of Illinois, withdrew his endorsement of Trump, saying the statements about the judge shows that he lacks the temperament necessary to assume the greatest office in the world. So he says, nah, you know, forget it. Is this anything that's going to pull him down? It's like Senator Marco Rubio predicted Monday night that Republicans would be facing more of these kinds of dilemmas with Trump as the nominee. Remember, Rubio, of course, losing to Trump in the primaries. He said he is backing him. He said it's a difficult choice. I repeatedly said this is a difficult choice we would face if he were our nominee. It's going to be tough for a lot of, you know, Republicans to make that. Now, who's the VP? And there have been massive discussions about who the VP is on his undercard. Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee has been mentioned as a possible vice presidential choice for Trump. And he says he hopes he quickly changes the way he runs his campaign. That's what Corker said. So Corker might not be on the list anymore. One Republican senator who hasn't endorsed his party's presumptive nominee, is Jeff Flake from Arizona. He said, as of now, unless he changes significantly, I can't see myself voting for Trump. So there's still these same problems that the Republicans were having before with Trump. And, you know, he's not a guy who's going to play ball and cowtail at all. But with the overall vote, how much does that kill the Republicans in a one-on-one of Trump versus Hillary Clinton? Hey, if you want to weigh in, just pound these digits, 855-266-HATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 About 2016, what else, where are we headed as we get closer to November? It'll be here before you know it. Can you believe we're already into June? Yes, indeed. What a night, however. Hillary Clinton becomes the first woman to win the major party's presidential nomination. She talked about it being a milestone in our nation's history. She wins the New Jersey primaries. You know, she clinches, obviously, the presidential nomination. And in California, it's not called yet, but it's looking Hillary Clinton. Now, what's interesting is, as Trump deals with his comments about the judge, and he's the presumptive nominee, there's no question about that, and a lot of his friends are jumping to his aid. Remember, his aide. Omarosa, remember Omarosa, who was part of the Apprentice? She's remained tight with Trump, and she said Trump is not racist, that the comments had been twisted, that's what it was about, that they're simply twisting the comments. So twisted or not, does it cost vote-wise? Are there people that sit on their hands? Are other Republicans who are not happy with Trump being the guy saying they just can't go there? But if they can't go there, where are they going? They're going to vote for Hillary Clinton? You're going to be a card-carrying Republican elected by Republicans for the most part, right? Probably most of them. And you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton? Of course not. You're just not going to vote? It's just interesting to see where that's all headed. I talked a little bit about Muhammad Ali, but I'll tell you what, Louisville it's very tough right now to get into Louisville, even getting any kind of a ticket or whatnot. And it makes complete sense because the world is really reacting to this man. I mean, it's not just the United States, it's other people, and it's lots of different generations. A lot of different generations are going to be there. And they've released specifics on what this memorial service is going to be like. And there was a book that apparently, and this is so fascinating, there was a book that they started and they talked about, and it was in his innermost circle, the people really close to him, family, his daughters, etc. And he scripted funeral plans with details in this book. How about that? You know, there's all these conversations about why is this happening and why is Clinton doing the eulogy? And I understand that they knew each other well, so I'm not necessarily surprised by that. But they said this book was super thick and that they're going to have the contents revealed. But in the pages, he planned in very exact detail how he wanted to say goodbye to the world. And the three-time heavyweight champ wanted the memorial service in an arena. He wanted multiple religions to have a voice while honoring the traditions of his faith. He wanted ordinary fans to attend, not just VIPs at all. And they say that when they were talking about this book, he was never upset when talking about his death. They would have these planning meetings, and he'd say, "It's okay, we're here to do the job the way I want it, it's fine." So check this out. The final revisions to this, to his plans, were made days before Ali died at an Arizona hospital with his family there. And right now, I mean, the plan was to have his body lie at the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville. And that tribute was dropped at the last minute because his wife worried it would cause the center to be shut down and knew people would want to gather there to grieve, so she didn't want that to, you know, she didn't want that to happen. But there's going to be miles long procession that's going to carry his body across his hometown. It's going to drive past the museum that they built for him, the Ali Center, along the boulevard named after him, through the neighborhood where he grew up, shadow boxed, and did everything he did as a kid. So, you know, usually you think this is the truth, the Kentucky Derby, it's all about Louisville. Now, the city, of course, is capturing the world's attention because of Ali. I mean, this is going to be one of the biggest historic events ever in Louisville's history. You've got former presidents, although Obama's not going to be there, the current president because his daughter is graduating from high school, but you have former presidents, heads of nations from around the globe, movie stars, sports greats, all of that, are all going to be there to honor Muhammad Ali. The mayor, Greg Fisher, talked about it. He said, "It's a bittersweet time. We've been dreading the passing, but at the same time, we knew it would come, and we knew we couldn't hang on to him forever. Our city is going to give him the send-off with class and dignity and respect that he deserves." 15,000 seats at the Yum Center will be filled. You're going to have the multiple faiths that I talked about, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Mormonism, lifelong friends, other people are going to be there. Wow. I mean, it really is just a wow. And like I said, pretty much at this point, you'd be driving into Louisville because if you wanted to go, because there's just no, I mean, there's hardly any seats available on any flights. Immediately when this happened, booked up. I mean, booked up. Somebody asked me today an interesting thing. Well, where's he going to be buried? And he's going to be buried in Cave Hill Cemetery. Some of you listening to me know that area because we have people listening in Kentucky. It's a place for some pretty interesting famous past residents, including Colonel Harlan Sanders, who, of course, is the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And at Cave Hill, he's got a granite memorial that has a bust with his face on it. And for Ali's gravesite, it's going to be a little more subdued. They say it's going to be just a marker. and then that's all that's planned there. They're not saying what's going to be inscribed on the marker at this point, but I'm finding it really fascinating to see how many people are coming forward to talk about how they met Ali, how they had a brush, you know, with fame with Ali, and it's just amazing. The social media is flooded with all kinds of comments about that. I mean, just it's just really fascinating to watch. And I said this, maybe I even brushed on this in our last show, but who else, especially if you're talking about a sports figure, because let's face it, he became famous as a sports guy, as a boxer. Who else, if they were to die, not to be morbid, would be able to claim the headlines and the imaginations, capturing the imaginations of all these people for this amount of time? And this is going to continue throughout the week. And I can't see it. I don't know who it would be. I was thinking even women. Who would be the female? And maybe Serena. Maybe Serena Williams, because of how many tennis matches, how many things she's been involved with. She's known internationally. But I think Muhammad Ali just stands on his own. This is a whole different thing. It was the way he transcended what happened in the ring and what happened outside of the ring. So I think that there might not be anybody that could really quite live up to that. And we're not done yet. We still are midweek, and then Friday is the big Ali funeral, and there's going to be a lot of conversation as we get closer to that moment. Definitely. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we've got Odds and Ends. And kind of we're all over the map on odds and ends. And by the way, you're not shut out if you want to weigh in on anything election style or recollections of Muhammad Ali. You can certainly do that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You can flip me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. I have an interesting story about eBay that we'll talk about. You know, people selling things on eBay used to be such the rage. And now you might be surprised what is really red, red hot. And it has to do, if you're a coin collector, with the coin. I used to collect coins. In fact, I still have some coins. It'd be interesting to go back and check them out. Maybe I will. I'll tell you why next on America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what.
Just to throw this in for grins, I happen to see this. It was actually a story I read on Fox about this 1970s quarter selling for thousands on eBay, right? So check it out. I grew up where I had a father who had a coin business. So I think at some point, all of us worked helping him in the business when we were kids. It's kind of a sidebar thing. Fascinating, that whole world. And I know some of you collect coins or have collected coins off and on. And it's one of those kind of businesses that's like that. But anyway, an eBay sale of a 1970 quarter might seem like no biggie, but check this out. One of the most interesting things about this proof mint, they say, errors ever discovered, and it boosted the coin's price to $35,000. A 46-year-old coin that was actually formed over a 1941 Canadian quarter. So when you look at it, you see the eagle's eyes spot sort of a faint upside down 1941 mark on the back of the quarter right above the word dollar. And then it's, where you have to look at it closely and then you can see it. And you see that. So anyway, the eBay seller who's trying to dump the coin, an expert at finding those flaws, talked about the backstory. It turns out, this is why I thought the coin stuff was always fascinating, this 1941 turned 1970 quarter was part of a collection containing a small group of press mistakes originally checked out and released by the Secret Service to the state of California, then auctioned off the entire collection. It was auctioned off. But what happened was, you know, it's such a rarity. Proof coins are produced, examined, packaged, and usually there's such high quality control, you don't find major proof errors, but this was one of them. Like a double strike sample where you have the round metal disc that struck to become a coin doesn't eject properly, gets stuck more than once. You know, there's some of those kinds of things happen occasionally. But a 1970 quarter selling for $35,000 on eBay. Oh, that's got to be, I mean, that's a nice boost to somebody, isn't it? And then that just grows and grows and grows. And coins, it's all about, it's like art. What's somebody going to pay for it? You know, we used to have Harry Rinker on the show a lot. And he does a show where he's, I mean, there's no one like him when it comes to valuing all kinds of items. He used to have in his schoolhouse thousands of, you know, not just paintings, but knickknacks and so many other kinds of Hummels. Just a crazy amount of it. And he knows the business. And when he would come on, a lot of you would call in and he would tell you what something was worth. And it was just fascinating to me how he could go through that, you know. And it's and as odds and ends, continuing down that path, there is that thing that piques the interest in all of us. No matter how much money you have, when you hear the stories of somebody finding something incredible that they paid nothing for or had no idea they had it in their possession. And I saw this other story for everything that Craigslist is getting bashed about. They had a story about a $700 Craigslist car that it was posted on Craigslist in Tampa Bay about 5 years ago. And it was, which is so crazy. So it was a 1953 pre-production Corvette frame, a 1953 Pontiac prototype that was, they say, the Longoria. And it indicates the construction for the body for GM was in 1952. So the typos and misspellings might have been one clue that the person who wrote the ad didn't know much about the car. Because the Fisher body, saying it had a Fisher body, is a kind of a giveaway for anybody who knows cars. But initially on Craigslist, this was up for $700. So what looked like a wreck to the person who was putting up for $700 is one of the most sought after Corvettes ever built. It's worth millions of dollars. It's a number one Cunningham Corvette, it's called. Because they turned it into race cars. And it became a big deal because it was turned into Briggs Cunningham's race car. He raced them at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. The cars were marked 1, 2, and 3. They, you know, took turns leading the race, going back and forth. He did, fighting off his nemesis. And, just huge. So they thought the cars would be preserved in a museum collection after the race, but Cunningham turned them back into street cars. They were sold through a Chevy dealer, and the cars disappeared for a bunch of years. The number 3 was eventually restored, and the number 2 turned up in California in a junkyard, and it was restored by a collector. The number 1, elusive until a few years ago, when people still on the lookout for it, discovered what they call the Purple Beast, on a Craigslist ad. So they had a big tug of war over ownership, and then now it's the number 1 Cunningham Corvette is owned by Gino Borelli, an Indiana car dealer and collector. Wow, is that not crazy, though? Having no idea you have that, you think it's just this beat-up old car, you're offering on a Craigslist for $700 and it's worth millions of dollars. You know, that's when you'd just be sick if you had let it go, because legally you would have let it go if the guy had done that and had no clue. He did have no clue, but somebody alerted him to that. That was nice of them, because easily they could have snapped it up I mean, it would be nasty, but let's say they knew, snap it up, and it's theirs. There's not much you can do. Turns over the title, bada bing, you're done. And the millions are not going in your pocket. They're going in the person who knew what they were doing, and they picked it off of Craigslist. I mean, crazy. So when we're talking about fines and money, and we go from coins to this car on Craigslist to, how about this? This is another story I found. Although I would not want to be a wreck diver, I think it's completely fascinating. And I saw a picture of this shipwreck loaded with gold. They say found in the Namibian desert, 500-year-old shipwreck. And it had gold. You know, the stories we heard as a kid, they were crossing the ocean, they had gold, they were attacked by pirates or whatever happened. And then for some reason, somehow, the gold survives, the boat sinks, the whatever, and goes down with the wreck. I mean, how? Wonder what else is out there. There are so many shipwrecks all over the place that you think about what could be in these ships if you were brave enough to do what you had to do to get to them. But these coins were so cool, and diamond miners discovered this ship loaded with $13 million worth of gold coins there in the Namibian desert. Of course, just in the middle of the desert. The mining site was actually located in the surf zone, where a lot of the violent action of the waves, they say, theoretically made mining impossible because of the huge seawall. So what they did was they pushed it up with bulldozers parallel to the beach, and the result was this man-made lagoon. And then they drained the lagoon that the wreck was discovered in. And that's how they found it, because they went back in history and dug this out and realized what they had come across. And there was lots of shipwrecks in that area. Almost all of them are, they say, more recent and have sunk in the last 120 years. But the oldest shipwreck found in the area at that point was the Vlissingen, which went ashore in 1747. So quickly, I would think, if you're an archaeologist, you realize we might be in the middle of a treasure trove. But there just might be these Spanish and Portuguese gold coins. So the ship, by the way, was identified as the Bom Jesus, or the Good Jesus, a Portuguese ship that went missing 500 years ago. It was going to India. And it was loaded with gold, tin, ivory tusks, 44,000 pounds of copper when it went down into its watery grave. And they say the copper on board ended up being a key reason that the wreck was so preserved. And it survived that long the way it did on the bottom of the sea. But how the ship went down, what it was doing, because that was a notorious stretch of coast, famous for storms and fogs and all of that, who knows? Too much heavy cargo, poor weather, the captain deciding to run the ship ashore, whatever. Then you hit a blinder in the surf zone. Then you can't do anything with the structure. The treasure chest fell from the captain's cabin, they said, sinking intact to the seabed, where it was crushed, pinned down, and protected by a piece of the side of the ship, which broke free. Wow. So be honest. You find those gold coins, are you calling the media to come and cover it? What are you doing with this historical artifact? Speaking of artifacts, we're talking about the election next.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Walks further down the street with the great pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
What's shaking, America? And for all of you listening beyond our borders, everybody's talking about 2016 and this being the wildest election year. What do you think? Disappointed in where we're headed? Excited about the prospect of something different? Or just tired of the same old, same old? I mean, we have these discussions as though we're on a carousel that never stops. The horse will not let us off. That's what it feels like in some senses to me. But of course it feels like that because this has been that kind of a year where it's wide open. You have a wide open race to begin with because you don't have a president who's an incumbent who's running to be reelected. We had how many terms of that? Clinton, Bush, Obama, all were two-term presidents. Now, that's another thing. Whoever's elected president, what are the chances they're a two-term president? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe. Depends. This is an important presidency. We may have said that in the past, but, geez, there is so many areas of concern for our great nation that, I'll tell you, I just hope that it's that the situation calms down where we can have rational discussions over some pretty darn important issues. By the way, Clinton leads Trump by 10 points in the new Reuters poll. For what that's worth, you know, polls, you can twist in any direction, but when you have 10 points, I don't know, that's pretty high. When it's the margin of error is closer. Republican Donald Trump trails Clinton by that double digits that I just mentioned. It just was released on Tuesday. Not much of a change. It came several days after Trump was criticized over the federal judge comments about the judge who was born in Indiana to Mexican parents who was biased in a case involving Trump. But I don't know if the fallout did anything to him. It didn't help him. But if he was down, I don't know, did it hurt him, or was he already already tanking in this particular poll? The online survey showed that 44.3% of likely voters said they would vote for Clinton, compared with 34.7% who would go with Trump. And then there was the 20.9% who said, yeah, I don't like either. I'm not voting for either. Forget about it. I'm not interested in either one of those candidates. You got something else? Is there somebody else that I can vote for? That's why I say, you know, this could come down to the wire. It really could. We're not going to have hanging chads, I don't believe. But that's where, even with the superdelegates and everything else, it's going to be tight. It's going to be tight, no doubt. You know, and here's a big fan of Donald Trump's. Look, you remember Sheriff Joe, and we've had Sheriff Joe actually on this show. It's been a long time, but Sheriff Arpaio says that Donald Trump might need to make a few adjustments to the way he communicates, but hey, he's got the guts to speak out and back up what he says. He said he has to change here and there, but we need a guy that's brave. He was on Neil Cavuto's show. I happened to catch that. And he said, talking about the U.S. District Judge and his heritage, he says it's tough. You know, the Department of Justice and the UCLA have been suing me for years, and I'm currently in federal court, so I don't want to talk about it, my situation. But let me tell you, he's not a slave to the teleprompter. He's the kind of guy that speaks out, because Arpaio has had problems. And so he says this, he keeps saying about Trump, I will give him this, that he goes after things, and he's not just going to let it be the status quo if he were to be elected president. I was thinking about this today. Whoever's elected president, who are the what are the likely cabinet members? I mean, if it's Clinton, are we seeing some retreads from the first Clinton's term? Because you have loyalty to certain people. Certain people are in your world, politically speaking. And even if it feels like you're digging back into the past, which you would be, I don't know. Is there the potential that we may see some of the people that we saw with Bill Clinton, who were handy for Bill Clinton, because after all, she would know them for how long, right? For a long time, politically speaking. So I would think some of those people may pop up in certain roles. Pretty interesting, I would say. And the same with Trump. Does Trump just completely go outside the box and he has no Washington insiders? Well, I don't think so. But what are the expectations for who would ever be part of that, you know, who would ever be part of that cabinet? I would say the bar would be pretty, I just think it would be pretty interesting. I don't know that he would really stick with the Washington types, which might also upset a few people. Who is the Secretary of State? Where are you going with that? Or who knows? Maybe he just gets advice from the people that he trusts the most, politically speaking, and it knocks people for loops with some of his choices. And the RNC must just be going crazy. And we do know this about the judge comments, that Trump, supposedly his cooler side prevailed when Priebus, the RNC's Priebus, called him or talked to him or whatever. Then Trump came out and issued a statement after that. So he was paying attention to what Priebus was saying, or that wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't happen. And while Paul Ryan might be asking himself, what kind of price did I pay for all of this? In fact, George Will wrote a huge column about it and saying that this is what happens. And now he's seeing what happens when he did what he did in backing Donald Trump. How much is that going to hurt Ryan personally? But Ryan's come out and taken a few, not necessarily swings, but saying that he's talked to him about what he's had to say after he finally endorsed him. And he did it because Trump would sign Ryan's House agenda, is pretty much what he's saying. But then came out and said, talked about being critical of what's going on with that judge. I don't know. It's all alphabet soup at this point, right? We're just grasping. We're taking the spoon and we're taking a little bit of this in. There are a lot of things I would want to actually know, like what are the expectations for whoever the cabinet members are? Who are the cabinet members? What are some of the things we haven't talked about so far campaign-wise? And what do you think a Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump debate is like? I mean, just the two of them full on, what's that like when you think of all the years that he's backed Hillary Clinton, which he has, and he says he's backed a lot of politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, his entire life, and it's somebody in his position, and of course they're going to do that. But now they would square off against each other, and that's kind of intriguing. Is there certain areas he stays off? Is there other areas that are just completely wide open, fair game, like coming back with an email shot, depending on whatever it is that Hillary Clinton says? She's not being shy about name calling, so it could be, it will be, must watch TV to see the two of them debate each other. Hey, thanks for hanging through on this version of America Tonight. Send me an email. AmericaTonight.net.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.